Welcome to the December 26, 2018 edition of the BitcoinNews.com Daily Podcast, where we cover the biggest stories in Bitcoin, blockchain, and cryptocurrency every single day. And we especially do a deep dive, in-depth market analysis, and we actually know what we're talking about, unlike some other news sites which kind of like show some technical charts and then they don't really know anything that's going on. So, the price of Bitcoin's currently $37.30. It's been as low as $36.75 yesterday on Christmas. Today is the day after Christmas. It is over, and now it's $37.30. It was as low as below $37.00, like maybe an hour ago. $36.80, yeah. So, when I zoom out on the chart for Bitcoin, there's some interesting things going on. So Bitcoin was as low as $3,100 on December 15th, and then it rallied and rallied and rallied some more until like the day before Christmas, it hit like $4,240, and everyone's like, oh, the Christmas rally is here, Bitcoin's going up, whatever. I don't think there's any like mechanism for that. I don't believe in it. So Bitcoin has crashed from $4,240 to like $3,730 as we see now. Let's do the math on that. That's over $500 down. And I saw an interesting article, not interesting, but hilarious to me, article on CCN, which is one of our competitors, I suppose. I don't think any of them are my competitor. So they were like, oh, why did Bitcoin go down so much? Why did the crypto market lose $18 billion? And they showed some technical charts, like I just alluded to, and they had some quotes from people, and like they came up with the reason, well, it's not stable yet, so there's going to be volatility. But that's like not a reason at all. They shouldn't even publish that. What's going on here? Why did Bitcoin hit $4,240 then go down $500 randomly? Because like it looked like a real rally. Bitcoin was way below what it should have been at $3,100. It should have kept rallying beyond $4,240. Well, the CME, Chicago Mercantile Exchange futures traders are banging the close. What is banging the close? Well, if you're short selling, and that's what they do most months, they choose to longer sell at the beginning of the month. You could see on the charts, here's a fact. There has not been two contract periods in a row. The contracts are 1 month each on CME for the Bitcoin futures. There has not been two contract periods in a row where Bitcoin has gone up. Like literally the contract period defines when Bitcoin's going up and when Bitcoin's going down. And most of them have just been going down. But when Bitcoin hits like a real bottom, it starts going up. But here's the thing. If you look at November 30th, which was like the last close, there was a nice little bang in the close then. Bitcoin literally went down just for the expiration of the contract on like the very 2 or 3 days around the contract close, and then it went back up. But Bitcoin was around like $4,300 when they were taking up their positions. Maybe like $4,200, $4,100 when all the CME traders were taking up the short positions. They decided this month was going to be a short, and they definitely shorted it. It went down to $3,100, and besides any other thing that you might think of, the CME Bitcoin futures traders manipulating the market because they took up short positions and they wanted to go down is the main reason it went down to $3,100. And then it rose. Like, they couldn't really control it, I guess. It rallied. And it's because the stock market went down. The stock market's doing absolutely awful. We're going to go into that. So, anyways, I just want to complete this point. So, the CME traders, like, shorted the market badly, and then it went up to, like, back to where it was when they took up their short positions. If it would have kept going, they would have lost a lot of money. So, literally, Bitcoin rose to as high a couple times as when they took their short positions. You can see it on the long-term chart. It rose to $4,100 like two different times. The first time it rose to $4,100, then went down to like $3,800. And then it tried rising to $4,200. And then now it's down to $3,700. So this is CME Bitcoin futures traders manipulating the market to go down so they don't lose money on their short positions. And they're going to actually make money. So I think until the 28th, 2 days from now, when the contracts expire on CME, that's like Friday, the last Friday of every month, the CME Bitcoin futures contracts expired. This is the last Friday of the month coming up in 2 days. They're going to bang the close. They're going to make the market go down. The underlying Bitcoin market, which controls the futures prices, they're going to make it go down. They will. They're good at that. They use Globex. Globex is so big, it controls the global gold price in the same way. They've suppressed the global gold price for like so many years. It's like gold is so much lower than what it should be. And so is Bitcoin. They copy and pasted the strategy they used in the gold market and they put it into the Bitcoin market. So basically what I'm trying to say here is when CCN posts an article saying, why did it go down so much? And then they don't mention CME, Bitcoin futures, banging the close, making it go down. Then they don't really know what's going on with the market. But you can listen to this show and I know what's going on with the market. I finally figured it out. It took a while, took like 1,000 articles, more than that. And just like constant study and 5 years of experience. it's quite clear how this market is working. In fact, I would say the Bitcoin market is more predictable than ever before because of the CME Bitcoin futures. The CME Bitcoin futures have been absolutely awful for the market. Just to be clear, the market's gone down from $20,000 to less than $4,000 since the futures launched. The day the Bitcoin futures launched was the peak of the rally, and it started crashing right when the futures launched. It crashed $1,000 the first day they launched because of the massive short-selling pressure. So this past year has actually been more predictable than ever, but now we're finally getting enough data that people are realizing, yes, the market's completely controlled by CME Bitcoin futures traders with some underlying fundamentals. So what's going to happen after the futures close? Well, Bitcoin price is obviously quite low right now. It's below 4,000. It's below its support level, honestly. It's being forced below it by manipulation. And I think they're going to go long in January. I think January is going to be an amazing month for Bitcoin. People are probably going to become delusional and think this is the rally everyone's been waiting for, because it's not just going to be a little rally. We could be talking over $10,000 Bitcoin. Yeah, it's below 4,000 right now. I think it could go up to 10,000 or more. And that's because they're going to lift their foot up off the market. They're going to stop making it go down. In fact, they'll use their manipulation tactics to make it go up. And they got to mix the short and the longs. They do. Because if they shorted it nonstop forever, it would just get kind of stabilized at a low price as people are trying to buy it because it's obviously too low and they're trying to short because they want to short and make money on shorts. So they have been mixing it up. There's been like 2 or 3 months during 2018 where they let it go up. And literally it goes up during the entire contract period, and then right when the contract ends, they start shorting again. So I'm not saying this is the long-term Bitcoin rally. Literally, CME and Globex are in control. Like, there's nothing we could really do about this. But the stock market's going down. So that's why is January going to be an up month, in my opinion, in my view, based on my experience? Well, the stock market's been doing absolutely incredibly awful. The Dow Jones is below 22,000. It's gone down over 5,000 points. If you look at Amazon stock and Apple stock, it's totally like a pump and dump look. It's crashing so hard right now. By the way, like, I'm looking at the stock market this morning. It literally opened an hour ago in the United States, the biggest stock market in the world by far. And it went up like 200 points at open, pretty much. It went up over 22,000, but now most of that rally has dissipated. And if this is like those other days, it might just keep going down. The government is shut down in the United States. Trump is trying to build a border wall, and that's causing, like, for political reasons, they'll literally manipulate the market to make it go down in the stock market. Just so, like, they were like, oh, the stock market's going down. Why don't you pass the bill for the border wall and let us make money again? You know, they're going to blame the stock market on the border wall, and that's what they're doing. But the reality is there's some fundamental problems in the stock market. The 2008 Great Recession was stopped by trillions of dollars of money printing. And that money is gone. Time is up. That's, like, my motto for this. And so, like, this bubble that we caused from trillions of dollars of money printing has reached its maximum, and it's deflating. It already got popped. 5,000-point drop in the Dow Jones, that's popping the bubble. The bubble will pop until it goes back to where it should be. Of course, they might print trillions of more dollars. There's nothing stopping them from doing the same things, except now this time inflation will go out of control, and it's going to be a lot harder to stop the market from going down. Like, last time, the U.S. dollar was pretty strong. They printed trillions of dollars, and they weakened the dollar a lot, but it didn't, like, go crazy. This time, if they print trillions of dollars, the dollar could really, like, hyperinflate. This time it could be a hyperinflation episode for real. So it's some very dark times coming up for the global economy, period. And Bitcoin is totally a safe haven. So Bitcoin's independent of the stock market. It's independent of fiat currency. It really is. So as the stock market goes down, people will be like, okay, I could either lose money on the stock market, take my money out of the stock market and lose money from inflation getting higher because the stock market's going down, or put my money in Bitcoin and actually make some money. That's what they'll think, at least. And, you know, the CME traders, like, if the situation gets really out of control, the CME Bitcoin futures traders will probably just let Bitcoin go up. It'll be very profitable to go long on Bitcoin, and they might just let it go up for a while, honestly. So, yeah, we could see, like, let's say January is such an incredible month, they could just let it go through February. Like, I'm not going to make any calls more than 1 month ahead. I'm saying January will be an up month. Because for the first time in Bitcoin's history, the stock market is crashing. This is the worst stock crash in Bitcoin's history, and it's just begun. And so we're finally going to see that effect of Bitcoin being a safe haven currency, basically. So, as for the rest of the cryptocurrencies, it's not looking good because we're banging the close for Bitcoin futures. And when Bitcoin goes down, everything else pretty much goes down. So the other cryptocurrencies have lost a whole lot of market cap. A whole lot of cash has been liquidated. And Ethereum's below $130. It's at 127. It was as high as 156. It's still doing pretty good compared to where it was at the bottom of the market when Bitcoin's 3,100. Ethereum was like $80, pretty much 85. So Ethereum's doing a little better. It's over $13 billion market cap. Ripple had like a really big rally out of nowhere. It seems like Ripple has like these really random and huge rallies, and they're very centralized. Like the market for Ripple, like 59 billion Ripples controlled by Ripple Labs. And more than that, like the circulating supply is 41 billion Ripple, but like literally a lot of that's controlled by Ripple Labs and Ripple people too. So they manipulate the market, and like they just have really random and extremely like tall price peaks. Like I could actually see it in this past 7 day chart. They went up like 20-30% all at once, and they lost most of that now. But yeah, so whatever. Centralized, supposedly, cryptocurrency. So Bitcoin Cash is at 168. It was as high as 200, maybe 210. It's gone down a bit because of this banging the clothes going on in the whole crypto space for the Bitcoin futures. They were lower than $100, though. They were like $80 or $90 at the worst. So they're doing a lot better. Bitcoin Cash, like when everyone was deciding to buy cryptocurrency because the stocks are going down, Bitcoin Cash is one of like the top options on like Coinbase. So it rallies just for no other reason besides like it has some popularity and it's on Coinbase. So like even though it's not really worth investing in my opinion, people buy it. And Bitcoin Cash, by the way, split into Bitcoin SV. Bitcoin SV is below $100, is at $92. It didn't go up that much. Like it was at $70 at the worst, probably $75. So it went up a lot and then it's totally crashed out since then. Bitcoin SV simply not doing as good as Bitcoin Cash because it's a branding issue. I think Bitcoin SV might be better than Bitcoin Cash. I think they both suck. But as far as what's better, I think Bitcoin SV is better. It's less centralized. Bitcoin Cash has this thing in its code which guarantees that the development team for Bitcoin Cash ABC is the only one that could change the code, and they could change it whenever they want. So I don't think it's a very good crypto anymore. Like, Bitcoin doesn't have that issue. There's no centralized bomb in the code that forces it so, like, only one person could change the code. As for the rest of the market, EOS, I don't like EOS. You guys probably know that if you've been listening to the show. It's really, really centralized. They have block producers that can reverse transactions and stuff. They're supposed to be better than Ethereum. I mean, barely anyone's using Ethereum. Like, if you look at the dApps, there's only hundreds of users, and then, like, I bet a lot less people are using EOS. Like, Ethereum has, like, hundreds of users for the popular dApps. I bet EOS is, like, mostly less than 100, to be honest. But yeah, they're at $2.3 billion market cap. I think next time, well, honestly, like, all these cryptos I'm listing, if it rallies in 2 days from now, like, when the futures close out, it might take another day or two for it to start rallying. Because the crash coming into the close on the 20th might be pretty hard. It might go to 3,100. It's possible for Bitcoin. But, like, after a few days of recovery, like, all these cryptos I'm listing, no matter how centralized or crappy they are, like, they're all going to rally. Like, every crypto will rally a lot, if I'm right. And then we got Stellar. It's kind of like a Ripple copy. It's like Jed McCallum got kicked out of Ripple when he made Stellar. It's down a little bit today, $2.3 billion market cap. Tether is constantly at $1.02. So they're supposed to be at parity with $1. Now they're totally stable. Like for like a week now, every time I do the show, they're at $1.02. And I'm looking at the chart, that's basically where they are. They've stabilized 2 cents above $1. That's not right. And that's because I think Bitfinex started a USD to Tether margin trading program where people can short sell and long Tether to USD. That's really stupid. Why would you have that for a stablecoin? Well, I guess they recognize that Tether is totally not stable, so they're kind of making fun of it almost. True USD is at $1.01. USD coin. Trying to find it. Yeah, it actually exceeded True USD. USD coins has a higher market cap than True USD by 30 million. Now it's at $1.02. USD coins, the Circle and Coinbase answer to the stablecoin industry. It's at $1.02. Paxos standards at $1.01. They're all not at $1. I don't really like how that's going. I think if they have like so many hundreds of millions of dollars invested into them, they should be able to find a way to keep parity, but they don't. So that's all there is to it. Litecoin's at $30. It's down 3% today. Litecoin's doing worse than other coins today, but overall, it's a down day, but not like extremely down. Like Bitcoin's down like 0.2% supposedly, according to CoinMarketCap. It's probably a little more than that, but Litecoin's down more, 3%. $30, it's been worse than that. It's been like as low as $20 or $25 during the worst of the bear market. But Litecoin will be around long term, and when this rally comes, Litecoin will rally like crazy. IOTA, the number one directed acyclic graph coin. It's good for storing data, good for the Internet of Things. It's up a little bit today. It's a $900 million market cap. It was over a billion, like, not that long ago. So, you know, when this bang in the close started, things got volatile. Monero's at $800 million market cap. It's at $48. Monero's been absolutely struggling like everything else. I mean, honestly, so I shouldn't say any particular one is struggling, but Monero was easily over $100 before per coin. Now it's $48. Dash is at $82, pretty stable on the day. $700 million market cap. Dash and Monero, IOTA, Litecoin, Ethereum. Well, here's the thing. I didn't mention with Ethereum. Yeah, they're at $127. Yeah, they'll probably rally when everything else rallies. But they have a hard month coming up. So they're going to, if everything is rallying, they're going to rally less because they have a huge fork coming up. But the rally that might be coming in January because of the stocks going up and then the futures, you know, probably going long for the month, like, it's going to keep Ethereum alive. Literally, if it was a short month, like everything was going down like usual, then Ethereum might literally die almost because they're having a fork coming up and they're going to actually disenfranchise their mining community. And this is a perfect storm for disenfranchising the mining community. Literally, Ethereum might be going up, even though it's going to be going up less than the other coins. It'll be going up still, though, while the mining community loses all their share. They're going to lose most of their mining reward. All the ASIC miners are going to get blocked. It's like the whole Ethereum mining community is totally going to get wrecked and Ethereum might live. Like, they might even try to make their own version of Ethereum, and I think they will. Because they have nothing to lose. If they're really going to block ASIC miners, and it looks like they will, the ASIC Ethereum miners have nothing to lose by just, like, making their own version and getting some value out of it. So we'll see what happens with that. It doesn't look good for the mining community right now. It's unfortunate. The timing's really bad for the miners, but good for the developers. Like, the developers will get their way just because of overlying market forces that no one in Ethereum has control of. How's Dogecoin doing? It's up 1% today. It went down bad yesterday. It's at $284 million low. Dogecoin will go up a lot when everything else goes up. Dogecoin's been more stable during the bear market than, like, almost anything else. More stable than Bitcoin, surprisingly. And it's in a good position to rally. Alright, so that concludes the market analysis for the day. And thanks for listening. That's all we have today on the December 26, 2018 edition of the BitcoinNews.com Daily Podcast. Come back tomorrow for another exciting episode and go to BitcoinNews.com 24/7 for the full spectrum of Bitcoin, blockchain, and cryptocurrency analysis. This is your host, Space Marine, signing out, going back to space.